with Joe Nash on Limerick's Live 95 FM.
I don't think anybody was complaining about Ian Keatley in Manchester last year, where he slotted a drop goal last kick of the game. You know, so you rise with him, and I think you got to stick with him when they're low as well. And you know, I think that's our group. You know, we've a tight group, and we need to back each other to the hilt. And he wasn't the only one at the weekend.
Right, that's the Munster rugby coach Anthony Foley talking about Ian Keatley, and we know that he was jeered by a small section of Munster supporters when he was subbed off on Saturday, and that was in the game against Leicester Tigers, which Munster lost. Well, Munster rugby have released an advisory note to their own fans in terms of their behaviour at Thomond Park, and it's called Respect, and each letter stands for another word, or is respect for both teams, officials and stadium staff. E is enjoy the game. S is silence for the kicker. P is participate in the overall match day experience. E is educate and welcome younger supporters. C is call out those around you who display unsporting behaviour. And T is traditions are to be recognised. Well, Don O'Sullivan, who's the sports editor of the Limerick Post, has popped into the studio to talk to me about this. Good morning to you.
Morning, Joe.
And Live 95 FM's rugby correspondent Len Dineen is on the line. How are you, Len?
Not too bad, Joe.
I don't know what to make of this, Don. What do you make of it?
I think I replied yesterday that it was very cringeworthy, Joe, to be honest with you. I can't get my head around where it's come from. Look, the Ian Keatley issue we spoke about here on Monday morning, not acceptable from a rugby fan's point of view. There was cheers when he was taken off. You know, was it cheers of Ian Keatley? Was it cheers of Andy Foley? That's not acceptable in any rugby place. But this sticks in the throat for me very much so, even as a fan, as someone who's involved in club rugby, and then obviously someone who's a journalist that covers Munster rugby on a weekly basis. This is very, very, very weird. The timing of it is all wrong from a PR point of view, and it just seems very like a dictating what you can and can't do in the stadium that you've already paid to go into.
Len?
Yeah, I spoke to Colin Murray at the press conference yesterday about it, Joe, and Colin Murray actually was in the stand. He had just been substituted himself, but he didn't know what it was about, and it was only afterwards he realised what it was about, and he was appalled. You know, it's the first time he ever experienced it, and I'm a bit longer in the tooth than him, Joe, so much the first time I experienced any player, any Munster player, being jeered. In fact, really, any fan, any visiting player being jeered. I know that the Chabal incident, it was just, Chabal was, as you know, it was in jest. They just said, welcome to Thomond Park the time he was...
Well, I don't know, Len. I don't know, because I was thinking about this last night and where the limits are on what's acceptable behaviour.
Yeah.
Because the crowd at Thomond Park have been intimidating for years. In fact, it's one of the big reasons we are told that Munster have got over the line.
Yeah, I don't know. Would it be jeering, Joe? You know, I know. Yes, you know, you could interpret it both ways, I suppose, but not to one of our own, Joe. I thought that was appalling. You know, I think the players themselves, to a man, were appalled by it as well. But it's only a very, as Don was saying there, it's only a very small section.
Yeah, but
that's the crowd.
But the Munster statement doesn't actually say we are issuing this advisory to the small section of supporters who behave badly towards Ian Keatley.
Yeah, well, I feel the Munster squad, I suppose, they've decided that they want to try and nip this in the bud to their own players, Joe. But I think that might be it.
Yeah, I suppose there's an element to it. I think, Joe, I'm trying to take this away from the Ian Keatley thing. So let's remove this. This is now almost a set of rules for turning up at Thomond Park as a fan. That's what people on social media and people that have emailed and texted in, obviously this show and the newspaper, are stating, that they're now being told how to behave in a match because of A, a few people, or B, what has gone on in the past. So we're talking about jeering. You know, a ball is kicked up into the air, everyone roars and shouts and bangs the advertising hoarding, and when he knocks it on, everyone gives a big cheer. Now, that's okay, because that's funny.
But is it okay?
No, but this is what I'm saying. That's acceptable in the norm.
Because
that's hilarious.
And by the way, I have to
we've
say,
all done it.
We've all done that.
This is my point.
Is that respectful or disrespectful?
This is the question. It's disrespectful if it's one of your own, is the new line. But also, if you look at the first line there, what's the first line again? R, respect.
Yeah.
First line, respect officials and officials and stadium staff and players. The Munster rugby coach came out after the game and made a statement saying that the penalty decision against his side was nothing short of a disgrace. Live on TV. That's not respecting the referee. Bad call in law as it was. This is also the organisation that put down thoughts about their players on email, which was leaked out, and no password protection on it. You know, that's respecting the players and the people that work for them. This is why it sticks in the craw of the fans at the moment, Joe, because fans are going in every week and paying, and we're not, again, remove this from the Ian Keatley situation. You're now being told, if there's someone next to you who you don't like and is shouting at someone, you're to see, call them out. What are the stands going to be like after a few points of quarter to eight on a Saturday night?
And also, who judges unsporting behaviour? If one fan's unsporting behaviour is another fan being passionate.
Exactly. And now also, you're not allowed to roar at the referee saying offside ref, and the knowledgeable crowd that there was a famous referee years ago who said, when the crowd roar in Thomond Park, I normally look for a penalty because they know before me. Now you're not allowed to roar. Because you have to respect the official.
I mean, is that the case, Len, that we can't... For example, if there's a long period where a TMO decision is being made and the slow hand clap starts, which is regular at Thomond Park, and then the decision goes against Munster, the crowd isn't allowed to boo anymore out of respect for the officials.
No, Joe, you've opened my eyes this morning. I didn't realise you were one of the ones who used to bang the side.
Len, listen, come here. What I would never, ever, ever, ever be guilty of is jeering a Munster player going off
exactly,
the pitch.
Exactly.
That is a disgrace. But wait a second, Olin. That isn't what this says, though. This is a template for all Munster fans in attendance at Thomond Park from now on. So it means what? We can't criticise the referee. What if a fight breaks out and all the Munster fans start, what? We're not allowed to jeer the opposition in that context?
I think, Joe, to be honest with you, this has been a knee-jerk reaction from Munster towards this, and I think it wasn't thought out fully. Look, Joe, the game, whether we like it or not, the game has been professional now for a number of years, and unfortunately, I think it's going the way of professional soccer. Now, you know the way that they go on about the opposition fans. They absolutely castigate them on the pitch, and it's under the belt, as you rightly say. I hope rugby isn't going to be like that.
Okay. But I'm going to take a quick break and we'll come back to this conversation. I'd like to hear from people out there about this respect statement by Munster Rugby. A listener's texted to say, Joe, Munster would be better off issuing a statement to the bloody team on how to behave on the pitch rather than alienating the people that pay good money to watch them. If they'd something to cheer about, then they wouldn't have time to boo anybody. Hi Joe, read the Keatley piece and acceptable behaviour. While I agree that those who were recognised as jeering, it does bring Munster into a bit of disrepute. This kind of behaviour needs to be curbed and does not belong in rugby. That sort of thing is for soccer. However, the response from Munster officials sounds a little bit too much like a bad employee being sat down in front of a disciplinary board at work. Tom says, we pay to voice our opinion. They are cheered when they're playing well and the fans are entitled to let them know when they're not. Those players are professionals who are being paid, and Tom does not see this as a big issue. And I mean, Don, from what you're hearing since the statement was released, what is the consensus among fans?
Most fans at the moment are disappointed by it and feel a small bit insulted by it. It's very condescending towards them that have been going to games, much like yourself, Joe, to home hiding cup games for years, and they don't boo. The majority don't boo or jeer or cheer players as they come off. There's a lot of players in the last couple of seasons that have come in for a huge amount of stick, both on the field and on social media. They've never reacted like this before. The big issue is fans feel alienated by Munster. They're being dictated to by a press release saying, this is how you should act when you're in our house. You've kind of paid to go in there. And if you want to cheer Ian Keatley being taken off, or you want to cheer Anthony Foley for leaving a man too long, it's not illegal. It might not be right to some people, but if a fella wants to go out and roar and shout at a match, you can't stop him.
Yeah. And I mean, and then what's going to happen? So, you know, a fan approaches a steward and says, the guy or woman beside me has engaged in unsporting behaviour. Remove that person.
Yeah, it just, Joe, as I said to you before, I think it was a knee-jerk reaction from Munster. And when you think it down the line, you know, as Dan rightly says, when you pay your money, you go in, you cheer for whoever you want to. They jeer the referee, you know, and that's part and parcel of it. You know,
I mean, to be honest with you, Len, I've heard a fair few of your commentaries and some of the things you've said about referees. You'd probably be in breach of the code as well. No, I'm not joking. You would be.
Yeah, true, possibly, Joe. Yeah,
what about the other night when Roman Pott was knocked over? It's one of the biggest cheers of the night.
That's true. There was a massive cheer.
But there's nothing in the email saying don't roar when Roman Pott falls over.
That's true. And when it was shown on the replay, it got an even bigger cheer.
Joe, I just take it down through the years, Joe. I remember down the match down in Cork, Noel Murphy, Cork Constitution, on the sideline. He was a patron saint of referees. And Martin Walsh, the great Martin Walsh, we know him well, was refereeing. And he kept on at Martin and said, ref, he says, ref, Shannon are offside, all day, ref. And next thing, Martin says, I had about enough of this. He says, there was a lulling play over the old wall in Musgrave Park. He was leaning in the wall, and it was right on the Constitution 22, and he said, Noel, yes, Martin, wouldn't this be a great place to give a penalty? He said, Noel Murphy was like a mouse for the rest of the game, Joe.
and the point is, that's banter.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but under the respect code, it would probably be banned.
Probably would, yeah. That's right.
You know, like, I think maybe we all need to take a step back and go, and I know this is a shocking thing to say, it is only a game in the end.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And part of it is to entertain. You know, as someone said to me yesterday, if no one turns up at the matches, then it's just 30 fellas kicking a ball around.
Yeah.
It's actually the crowd and the interest in it that generates the whole Munster tradition.
Yeah, but Joe, going back to the Ian Keighley thing, and I don't think we can divorce ourselves from this. It's the first time, Joe, at Owen Park, I've heard one of our own players being booed coming off the field. And Ian Keighley, and Dan knows him well as well, he's a very sensitive type of guy. You know, he's as Tony Ward was, a very, you know, he needs players to say, people to say, come on, let's do it. He doesn't want the reverse, and that's what happened last week.
That's true, and as we said on Monday, Ian Keighley's easy to point a finger at, but I suspect that there are a number of players in that team at the moment who are doing a pretty good job of hiding, and maybe some of them are hiding behind the criticism of Ian Keighley this week.
The big flip
on this, Joe, is it's probably happened at a great time for Munster Rugby in that they're away this weekend and their next home game is over Christmas against Leinster, when the now international media are looking at Munster Rugby fans and saying, well, turn up now and behave yourselves. And it's going to work out perfectly for Munster Rugby because they'll probably sell out to 27th and everyone will be there to show what a great atmosphere there is at Thomond Park and everyone will respect the kicker.
Well, I'm waiting for the statement from Leicester Tigers to their fans in advance of Sunday's game at Welford Road.
I think you'll be waiting, Joe.
All right, guys. Listen, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it. Thanks to Live 95 FM's Len Dineen and Donna Sullivan, the sports editor of the Limerick Post.
More.ie, as well as in-store at Home Store and More. Manon Point Cork, City East Limerick and Manor West Tralee. Home Store and More. Believe what we say. More savings every day.
Hi, Dara Scanlon here of Scanlon's Late Night Pharmacies and Limitless Health. Saving our patients and customers up to 60% on your monthly prescription costs. See in-store for special offers on fragrances, beauty essentials and Christmas gift sets. Wishing all our patients and customers a limitless, healthy Christmas. Scanlon's Late Night Pharmacy is open 7 days a week till 10 p.m. Dock Road, Ennis Road and Castle Troy. Scanlon's Pharmacies provide for all patient needs with care, privacy and respect.
Dennis here from Brian Geary Toyota. It's nearly 10 o'clock. It's time to experience our best ever value. There's never been a better time to buy new Toyotas. So call to us today. Brian Geary Toyota, Toyota dealer for Limerick City and County.
Limerick Today with Joe Nash on Limerick's Live 95 FM.